Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for the wonderful name above all names that you've given to us to identify with, to embrace, and to find the great and precious promises that you've got for us every day of our lives. Thank you, Lord, that we have entered into eternity with this covenant. And I thank you, Lord, that we are now just seeing you better, experiencing you more, and walking in the beautiful love and footsteps that you've got for us in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. Psalm 112, and it's verses 7 and 8, and we're reading from the TPT.
They will not live in fear or dread of what may come, for their hearts are firm, ever secure in their faith. Steady and strong, they will not be afraid, but will calmly face their every foe until they all go down in defeat.
Yeah, beautiful words, and just encouraging us again, you know, that there is all sufficient for our hearts to be firm and secure in faith. So as we draw close and we see the great and precious promises, we can understand that we've got all the answers. There's no lack in this covenant to persevere and to believe and then to see the goodness of the Lord, as he says here, and that things will come, but you will face them down and they will all go down in defeat. And this is just such a reality for us. You know, we all go through squeezings, and we've got to just know, and we've got to look to the Lord. And I think of that scripture where it says we are not of those that draw back, but those that believe and are saved. For in due time he will come, and he's got no pleasure in those that draw back. So the Lord comes through the Father's glory through the angels, the glory of the angels, and in his own glory according to all that he's made available to us. So we need to just stay strong. And it's easy said, you know. I'm just in a situation we've been going through. 2 days ago, Danita and Tehila, my daughter, come back, and they spoke about a car riding into them, an accident. And I went and looked, and there was not much marks. It's just a little scratch on the back of the car. And then I heard the story. They were riding, and then this car reversed out on Tehila's side. So it was going right, would have gone right in, crashed into her side. But Danita rode forward, and she couldn't swerve over onto the right-hand side because there was a car coming. So she just rode forward. And then the bumper of that car hooked. So there's a little damage on our side, and their bumper was ripped off. So we thought nothing of it. I mean, she's got the right of way there, and this car reversed into her. And then yesterday she gets a phone call that she's got to pay 9,000 rand. That's the excess. You know, and it's upsetting. You know, you hear these things, and you cast them on the Lord. You know all the promises. You start a work. You'll never leave us. We'll go through this storm. But you're this just replaying all the time. You know, and you know about cast your cares on the Lord and leave it. And I do this, but pretty soon I'm sitting with it again, and I come to the point of saying, Lord, please help me. I can't just leave this with you. I'm picking it up all the time. But again, you know, just knowing these promises of the goodness of God and his favor upon you, and he will fight for you. And specifically, I mean, just like these two prayer requests we've got now in the group of the guy sitting with a stroke. Is it a stroke, Masri? Mm-hmm. In hospital, and then the other lady sitting having a child, and she's been already 24 hours, and her specifically, she's got no insurance or what's the word?
Medical aid.
Medical aid, And it's the same with us. So they just got to trust in God, and we've all just got to trust in God. And this is a God that promises to never leave us and forsake us. So it's all the wonderful thing is knowing these promises, you've got something to hold on to, but also just to persevere with them and always go back to them and leave them with the Lord. That is so important. And praise God, this morning I've just got more clarity and more peace in the whole situation. And so it's just a constant, guys, constantly running to the Lord. And as the word also went out this morning, we need to care, we need to encourage, and we need to pray for other people as well. We yearn for a reason, for a season, for this season, and to run the race. And we run the race in the love, and we run the race and by encouraging others. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed.
Thank you, Lord, that you didn't give us a spirit of fear, and that we can calmly face whatever is on our path today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.